still in the United States, and there's a sense that the tide of public opinion is turning when it comes to gay marriage. The President, Barack Obama, has backed it. It's been on the Supreme Court's agenda, and polls suggest the general public's view is shifting. North America correspondent Jane Cowan visited rural Virginia, a traditionally conservative part of the country, to gauge how much things have really changed.
What is that?
The witch.
What's she doing?
Will Trinkle and his partner Juan Granados are the picture of a family as they play with their 3-year-old son Oliver.
Peter Rabbit is a rabbit.
Sure, people look at you funny if you're two guys with a kid, but everybody kind of says, oh, okay.
But being a gay couple raising a child in Virginia hasn't been all smooth sailing. The couple moved back to Will's hometown of Roanoke a couple of years ago, after many years in New York City. And one of the first things Will did was join the local gym, signing him and Juan up for a family membership.
I got a phone call from their membership director saying they'd made a terrible mistake, and that we actually were not a family, and therefore our membership was voided.
The couple filed a lawsuit, and eventually the gym changed its policy.
It took 7 months, but they apologized publicly, they called us a family, and they get it.
The whole experience was a reality check for Will about a town he thought he knew in a state where his grandfather was once governor.
Juan and I felt like we had taken a time warp 10 years back when we moved, when this happened. We're kind of like, really? This doesn't reflect this place that's a wonderful, welcoming place, but this is the largest employer. They have 11,000 employees doing this. You know, you think we're at this great place and made all this progress, and we have, but the reality is the people in Richmond, the legislators, are unfortunately old white guys. You know, 7 years ago, whenever it was, Virginia passed the constitutional amendment defining marriages between a man and a woman. It went further than any other constitutional amendment and went on to say that any contracts or agreements between two people of the same sex in the Commonwealth of Virginia are null and void. So it was mean, and it was the meanest and nastiest of all the constitutional amendments. It was also the first time Virginia's constitution had been amended for discrimination and not against discrimination, which was highly disappointing to me. It was awful.
But Will Trinkle expects the Supreme Court will this year strike down the Defense of Marriage Act that currently bars federal recognition of same-sex marriages. And he believes that will go a long way towards making controversy over gay marriage a thing of the past.
I think once that's done, that will negate all the state constitutional amendments. It will negate all especially the southern conservative states. It will negate all their laws, and it will just be a done deal.
It's a short drive, though, to the heart of conservatism, an hour away in Lynchburg, Virginia, where God is everywhere, including all over the radio.
Satan knows that if we're walking in wisdom, we're going to walk in the light, we're going to walk in holiness, we're going to walk in love.
Johnny Moore is the campus pastor presiding over Liberty University, the world's largest Christian university, founded by the evangelical fundamentalist and Southern Baptist pastor Jerry Falwell, who's credited with founding America's religious right.
You know, America is a country that's always shifting around issues. And you know, lots of people thought in 1973 that Roe v. Wade would settle the abortion issue. And here we are 40 years later, and it's still a topic of every single election in the United States. And now, you know, millennials, liberal or conservative, are polling as the most pro-life generation in American history. I'd say my observation of students at Liberty University is that there hasn't been a shift on gay marriage. The majority of students here believe that marriage is between a man and a woman.
These days, even Republican strategist Karl Rove is saying he can imagine the next GOP presidential candidate being pro-gay marriage. But Johnny Moore doesn't buy it.
The Republican Party is going through a crisis right now. They're trying to decide what the Republican Party is going to be in the future. And I think it would be a catastrophic mistake for the Republican Party to alienate conservative evangelicals.
Back in Roanoke, Will and Juan are expanding their family.
It's exciting. We are expecting. It's unbelievable.
The couple's about to welcome their second child, thanks to a company that's matched them with an egg donor and a surrogate mother in California.
We just found out it will be a girl in September.
It's the family both of them always wanted, and they'll be stopping it too.
Dude, this is it, yes. No accident possible in this chance, so it's not like one day we're going to wake up and say, oh, no, honey, I'm pregnant. No, so that's a good thing.
This is Jane Cowan in Virginia for The World Today.